guess who's on the phone. You can tell when you hear that music. I can, even over the phone, Vince, I can see you swaying back and forth right now.
How you can see that?
Well, it's far enough away. And besides, I know when you hear this song, you start swaying, don't you?
You already know it.
Congratulations. That is your theme song. Congratulations on the win last night. That had to have been a lot of fun for you.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody, you know, can tell you this. Going into this week of practice, I think this was probably the best week we've had all year. And I'm thinking back to last year. So in 2 years, this last week was really a very positive week for us, even with the extra days and guys be coming back off of with Thanksgiving and everything. I think everybody's focus level was where it needed to be, and it showed last night. So that was very encouraging for guys to, you know, come in and take care of business, come, especially like I said, coming off of a Thanksgiving week in Detroit, and then come back home with a division rivalry and playing for first place in our division. So hats go off to all our teammates, the coaching staff. I think our preparation was everything this week. So we're going to need another one this week. We're on a shorter week, and plus we're going on the road against a good Chicago Bears football team. So, but what they showed me last week is, you know, we can play together. And when we ever put 60 minutes of football together, this football team will look totally different. And we did last night.
You know, Vince, I'm not surprised to hear that you guys were locked in for practice. I imagine when you're 10-2, you have a lot of weeks where you practice well. But I'm interested in knowing, or very curious to know, when you were preparing, what was it that you said to yourself or for the D-line, we got to take away this. We got to take this away from the Jets to give ourselves a chance of winning. What was that thing?
Well, either the pass game or the running game, one or the other. And being a defensive lineman, we wanted to take away the run game, which really didn't happen last night. They got some yards. They ran pretty good on the ground, but they couldn't throw the ball. We knew, you know, if we get them in third down, we had a great game plan that we had faith we was going to get off the field, which we did. So one way or the other, you know, we needed to make them one-dimensional. And once we got that, we really had them where we wanted them. So we just came together when we needed to. I mean, you know, they ran the ball. They got some plays on the ground. But when they really need to, you know, get plays and down the field to, you know, Edwards and those guys, they couldn't do it. You know, our DBs played solid. They've been coming along all year, and I think they're playing some good football. And up front, I think we need to continue to do a better job of stopping the run. We need to get better in that category. But if you could take away an offense strength, one of their strengths, and make it one-dimensional, your chances of being successful are very high.
I got to ask you about a reaction I saw from you last night. Fourth quarter, Bill Belichick calls the entire team around him. You have a big huddle over on the sidelines. Whatever he says, I saw you laughing as you came out of that huddle. What was he saying?
He basically tell us we're going to finish this game, and we're going to play for 60 minutes, so don't let up. And you know what? He took the words out of my mouth because I was heading right to the defense to say the same exact thing. So that's why I kind of smiled and chuckled about it, because sometimes we think alike, and you know, it comes out. And you know what? Everybody felt it. You know, everybody felt it. We wanted to win. We did everything in our willpower to go out and play a good football game against a good football team. And I think it started in practice. But you know, Bill said it best: 6 minutes of football, and we've been saying it all year. We want to see. Let's see how 60 minutes of good football look, because we didn't do it all year. We never played 60 total minutes of good football, and I think last night was the first time that we did that, and you saw the results. So that's a positive for our team. You know, when we go back and we look at this film and just see how we attacked them and see how we played and see how we just fed off each other for 60 minutes, man, we could be a very dangerous football team.
You know, I agree. It was a complete thorough win by the team. How about yourself? I mean, you've said the team played 60 minutes and played their best. Would you say then it was your best game of the year, too, individually?
You know, I try not to, you know, individually put myself, because I'm always a team guy. And I think as every game I go in, I give 100%, no matter what. No matter if I have no tackles or have 10 tackles, I give it my all. And I felt I gave it my all last night. The key is, do I have 11, 10 other guys out there giving me the same thing that I'm giving them? And last night, I did last night. So I think this is a great team win. You know, I let you, you know, much as, you know, I would love, you know, the accolades and everything for myself, but this is bigger than me. You know, this is a team win. This is, I'd rather have a team win than, you know, getting rewarded some type of award or being the best defensive lineman this week or whatever it may be. I'd rather have a team victory. A great defensive performance from my defense, that'll keep me satisfied. So, you know, I don't really look at myself and say, you know, I didn't have 10 tackles, or I didn't have a sack, I played crappy. You know, I just, when I step on the field, I give 110%. And now my teammates feel the same way, and they gave me the same thing. So, as long as we do that, I'm happy.
Troy Brown told me on Sunday, he felt that he could have played for pretty much any coach, that he had the ability to adjust to whatever the coach was asking him. Teddy Bruschi told us both yesterday he couldn't play for just any coach. Could you see yourself playing for a coach who approaches the game the way a Rex Ryan does?
You know what? It's I don't want to be coached by anybody other than Bill Belichick. And with me being here for the next 5-4 years left, and after that, I'm not going anywhere, and I don't even see myself. I don't even want to see myself playing for another coach. That's the way it is, and it's just hard. You know, I hear guys come from different organizations, coming from different coaching backgrounds. Only thing I've known in the league is Bill Belichick, and you know what? He's gonna go down probably the best that ever did. And be coached by someone like him, that's an honor. That is an honor. A lot of people wish they can say that, but I'm living it now. I'm with him every day. He's teaching every day. Even 7 years in the league, he teaches every day something new that I take away from, you know, his preparation of how he gets prepared for a game, not just going out and calling plays. It's just his whole mindset of how he see the game unfold. So I don't see myself playing for anybody other than Bill Belichick.
You know, we needed to have you mic'd up last night, Vince. I was wondering what the conversation was with 21, you and LaDainian Tomlinson, an extended conversation toward the end of the game. And I'm thinking, well, Tomlinson really can't be talking too much because they're down by a ton. What's the PG version of what you guys are talking about?
You know what, Bianca asked me the same thing, and I cannot remember to save my life what the heck I was talking about. Maybe I was zoned out. Who knows? But I'm not a big trash talker. You know, I don't think anybody on our team is a big trash talker. I think we want to do our talking on the field between the lines, and you saw it last night. You know, we was fired up. We was ready for this game. I mean, we had a great game plan. That we executed very well. So I saved my life. I can't remember what was I saying to him. But I don't think it was anything out of the ordinary, though. To be honest with you, because I'm, you know, that's just me. I mean, when I'm on the field, I like to have fun. You know what I mean? And just play the game. So we probably was over there just kicking. And who knows? I don't know.
Maybe he was asking about the lights out dance.
I don't know what it was.
I know. He had some strong feelings. He had some hurt feelings over that a few years ago. Maybe he wanted to bring that up. Who knows?
Nah, it wasn't nothing about that, trust me. I would remember if it was about that, but it was nothing about that there.
Vince, two of the biggest plays in the game last night were made by rookies. Devin McCourty had his sixth interception of the season. Brandon Spikes had the big interception down near your goal line. Are you seeing concrete evidence week in, week out that the young players on this team are growing and starting to figure this thing out?
The more you play, the better you get. I mean, the more reps you take, the better you recognize. And I think that's starting to come along with these young guys. And like I said last night with Devin McCourty, I could put him up against any cornerback. I could put him up against any cornerback in the league, and his play is right next to the best. So however you take that, you take it. I'm glad he's a part of this organization, this team, because he's helping us a lot. Spicy's coming along. Cunningham is coming along. Hernandez, Grunt. All these young guys are starting to come into their own, and I think they're starting to see what this game is all about. You know, they're starting to see. They got a bunch of guys in that locker room they can look and, you know, ask for advice and see how they handle themselves and go forward like that. But the more you play, the better you get. And I always knew later in the season, as you get closer and closer to the end of the season, you start to feel a little better as a young player. And I think that's the case right now. You know, you got 12, 13 games up under your belt now. You're starting to know offense is starting to slow down to you, so the game is starting to come to you a lot more now. It's not like you're out there panicking and, you know, you don't know what is going to happen. I think these guys is just tuned in, and they really see the big picture. So the more they play, the better they'll get, and I'm a truly believer in that. And, you know, you saw it last night. So each week, you know, guys are starting to come into their own. I mean, starting to make plays. We don't have one great player on our team. I think there's a bunch of good players making great plays. I mean, I don't care if it's from Mayo to myself to any other, McCourty to Merriweather, Arrington. It seems like we find a way to make plays and get off the field when we need it. And last night was a big-time win for us.
Now, Vince, I know you've accomplished some things in the NFL. You've won a Super Bowl. You've been a part of a team that was undefeated in the regular season. So I know you're not going to be awestruck by situations in regular season games, but was there any point last night where you said to yourself, this bleep is unbelievable? I mean, we're winning this game 31-3 or 38-3, because I think most people expected a close game. I don't know if you did or not, but was there any I can't believe this is happening moment for you last night?
Never. Never. Like I say, each week one of our goals is let's play for 60 minutes and see how that'll look. And last night was a prime example of us playing 60 minutes all together, all three phases of our team playing for 60 minutes. And that's what happened. So it didn't shock me at one bit. It should not shock any of our players, because this is something we talk about all the time. I don't care who we're playing. Our goal is to play for 60 minutes and finish ball games, point blank, and get W's. So however that happens, it happens. If it's blowouts, it's blowouts. If it's close games, it's close games. If it's OT, it's OT. Whatever it may be. But last night was a great prime example of us playing 60 minutes and finishing ball games. And the show showed it.
I'm not sure that I think Mark Sanchez is that great a quarterback in the National Football League yet. He's still a young player. But I will say this, he's hard to get down. I thought you had a sack on him at one point. Other guys had an opportunity to get him down, and you just couldn't put the guy away most of the night.
Yeah, I mean, he's very elusive back there. I mean, he find a way to try to make plays with his legs and let his receivers uncover and I think last night was, you know, when Cunningham had him, you know, pretty wrapped up pretty good. He just didn't want to go down. He's a strong quarterback. He's a very strong quarterback. A lot of people don't know that, but he's a strong guy in the pocket. But you know, he's growing. Like I said, from last year to this year, he's totally a different quarterback, which is good. He's a lot better this year, and he'll become a real good quarterback in this league. He will.
Vince, it was an impressive win last night. Congratulations on the victory. Now, I don't have to tell you this, and you probably know this already, but you win in Chicago next week. You're back in the tournament, as Bill Parcells used to say. So still a lot to play for this team. We wish you the best.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Vince, thanks.
That is Patriots defensive lineman, not nose tackle, defensive lineman, Vince Wilfork.